Over the past 2 years, Maui County Councilwoman Eddie Cochran's office has been inundated with community concerns over pesticide use at county parks, near public schools, and on beachfront resorts.
We were at the time getting pretty regular phone calls and emails and photos sent to us of different agencies spraying different things in different places.
Autumn Ness is the executive assistant for Councilwoman Cochran's office.
And what we found was that the community has these concerns, and they're not going to go away. In fact, they're kind of snowballing. And the agencies that were responsible for these different areas were hearing the community's concerns, but were really missing either the skills to change their practices, or they were concerned about budget. We're talking about government, right?
They were at an impasse. No skills, no money. In comes this guy.
Yeah, I'm Jay Feldman with Beyond Pesticides. We're headquartered in Washington, D.C., and we're here in Maui to look at a number of pilot sites that the Parks and Rec Department committed to transitioning to organic land management practices.
In March of this year, the Maui County Council unanimously voted to allow the Parks and Recreations Department to accept in-kind services from Feldman's organization. It would analyze current land management practices and come up with recommendations and training on how to manage without pesticides.
So it's not going to cost the county any money up front to change our practices in a way that the community is really, really wanting to, in a way that's a win-win for our children, for our environment.
The pilot project for pesticide-free parks will focus on War Memorial Little League Field in Wailuku, the Luana Gardens Playing Field in Kahului, Makana Park in Kuo'o, and the South Maui Community Park in Kihei.
It's an incredible opportunity to put into practice management techniques that are not reliant on toxic chemicals.
Techniques that value the natural ecosystem, build soil biology, and take advantage of the natural cycling of nutrients. Practices, Feldman says, we lose contact with when we use synthetic chemicals. But he sees momentum building to move beyond pesticides.
We're experiencing nationwide, really, this transition to organic land management. We see it in agriculture. We see the growth of a agricultural market that is now a $43 billion industry. Those same agronomic principles are applicable to managing our parks.
Feldman's organization is a nonprofit that gets most of its funding from grants and private contributions. It's working with communities in Reno, Nevada and Irvine, California to move beyond pesticides. Maui County would be the first in the state to do the same. For HPR News, I am Ku'uwehi Hiraishi.